Position Paper 4. How is the First Amendment doing? Brad Frager. Many liberals try to tell me that the First Amendment is not in trouble. In my opinion, they are like frogs swimming in a big pot over a slow flame. They won't see the disaster in their, our future, until it is much too late. Again, some liberals have told me that there isn't an issue with freedom of speech. They tell me, your willingness and ability to share your views on Facebook and in our community should tell you clearly that free speech still exists in America. On Facebook, I am too insignificant to be noticed, but my time will come. And it does appear that I have the ability to share my views in this community, but that freedom has its limits for myself and for many other people. For example, a young man in our community was flying American flags off the back of his truck to celebrate America. Some members of the community called him every name they could think of, racist, xenophobe, redneck, etc. They did this to intimidate him because they didn't like the message he was conveying. Another good friend had two best friends, one gay and the other lesbian. Their lifestyles didn't get in the way of her friendship with them. But when she supported a conservative position on an issue, they deserted her. They couldn't accept her conservative view. My wife Barbara had longtime friends tell her that their friendship couldn't continue because she was supporting Trump for president. A couple of members of North Campus Village lobbied for me to be tossed off next door because I interfered with the peace and harmony of the community. People have been tossed off of the MIU campus because of opinions that the administration doesn't agree with. When I stated publicly my position on human-caused catastrophic global warming, a position that doesn't jive with Hagelin's, I was no longer allowed to speak on campus for any reason or about any subject. An adopted grandson of mine, a gay Palestinian Muslim from Kuwait, moved to America to be judged for himself and not the group he belonged to. Since his grandfather was Palestinian, in Arab countries he's Palestinian, and will always be Palestinian, a member of the Arab country's lowest caste. In coming here, it appeared he had achieved his dream. His successes in college, reaching the pinnacle of his graduating class, resulted in a fast track to U.S. citizenship. His proudest achievement, as he stated it, I am no longer a man without a country. He also achieved career success, becoming a management executive in the company of his dreams. But when it was discovered that he had given a speech to a state Republican convention, he was branded as a racist xenophobe who hated minorities. He was fired, not because he was gay, not because he was a Muslim, but because he had declared his honor to have become an American citizen at a speech he gave at a Republican state convention. In addition, many people have come to me and told me that they support everything I am doing and saying. However, they make it clear that they don't want me to speak of their support because they are afraid of losing friends, clients, or their source of income. This is especially true for those that work or teach at MIU. But this isn't the worst of it. Google, Facebook, and Twitter, obviously the most important sources of critical information in the world, have no trouble censoring opposing views and making sure that those views cannot be heard by millions of Americans. For example, critical information about the Biden family's philosophical and financial ties to communist China, arguably our greatest enemy, was kept from tens of millions of American citizen voters. As was the fact that Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party had created the Russian collusion fraud against Trump. And let's not forget the critical information about effective COVID-19 therapies that are cheap and available. Any information from a reliable source that is in opposition to progressive truth is censored from the media. Therefore, tens of millions of Americans are not provided with the critical information needed to make the best decisions regarding the socioeconomic health of our country, cities, and small towns. How about freedom of religion? freedom of peaceful assembly, and the freedom to petition the government with grievances. Again, the fact that these are under attack is obvious to anyone paying attention. Just look at what went on during the lockdown. Churches were kept closed while casinos and bars were allowed to open. Peaceful assemblies regarding the lockdowns were not allowed, while violent assemblies by BLM and Antifa were not only allowed, but encouraged. Tens of thousands attended the Trump rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th to protest what they sincerely believed to be a fraudulent national election for president. A few hundred took their complaint to the People's House, the United States Capitol. They had no guns, and the vast majority came in peace, only wanted to petition the government regarding their deep concern and grievances about a fraudulent election. Some idiots, probably associated with BLM or Antifa, or maybe even the FBI, caused a bit of damage and scared a few people. The troublemakers were set free, and others, who may have broken some minor laws, were thrown in jail for months, with no trial date set. They are still there, and the entire group attending the rally, tens of thousands, only exhibiting their constitutional rights, were branded as insurrectionists. In the meantime, the thousands that destroyed our cities are still free to do additional damage. They were either not arrested, let out of jail free, or had their bails paid by Democrat progressive organizations. Don't tell me the First Amendment is not under attack. We all know many good caring liberals that are suffering from the misconception that things are going to be just fine as long as we go along with what the government is asking us to do. They will only wake up when the water is too hot and it is too late to jump to freedom. If I'm elected, I promise to do all in my power to keep the First Amendment, all the amendments, alive and well here in Fairfield. We can do little to change things internationally or even nationally, but we can make a difference in our community by staying true to constitutional conservative principles. Thank you. This podcast is a Groundbreaking Productions production. Copyright 2021 Brad Frager. Written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley. Produced and presented by Brad Frager.